8:38 News Talk 105 WGEM. And Craig Harley, don't let the dreary weather Jeremy talked about bring you down. It's sunshine on the radio because it's always sunny in the library. At Book Notes time, Katie Krauser joins us. And Katie's been all over WGEM News this morning.
Good morning.
We'll get you out of that traffic ticket yet.
Oh.
No. No, she's been on the news for good stuff. I won't talk about that.
I was going to say, please don't tell anybody that I got a ticket.
Because
No, I did not. No, but my parents will hear that and they'll freak.
Did you? Yeah, it's like, were you driving with a lead foot again, young lady?
Yes, but yeah. That...
Yeah, but...
I was on the radio for a great reason.
It was a great reason, yeah. And this is neat. This is high-tech stuff. This is stuff the kids can use.
Well, we are so excited about this. We have an agreement with the Quincy Public School District that is going to allow the library to provide e-access only library cards to every student in the Quincy Public Schools. Now, this is a slow rollout. We won't have them immediately, but we are going to be starting with the high school students sometime within the next month or so, and they will receive a physical card that allows them access to all of the electronic and digital materials that Quincy Public Library provides. So all of our downloadable materials, you know, we talk about Hoopla and Flipster and, you know, the magazines and the e-books and the audiobooks and all of those things that people can download through the library. And the children will have the opportunity to access all of those materials. The big one that I really would like to introduce to everybody is our World Book Encyclopedia. This is a fantastic resource that you can use with your library card from anywhere. You do not have to come into the library to use this. Now, the e-cards only allow access to those digital items. So the print and physical items, once the parents decide that the kids are responsible enough or that they are ready to check out those print items, we will be happy to encourage that and to build that up.
Do they still print the World Book Encyclopedia?
Yes, they do.
Is it still required, you know, if you're gonna get it, do you need like a pickup truck to haul it?
It is about 30 volumes.
Yeah, because it just used to be huge.
Yes, and they've done some beautiful things with it lately. One of the popular things that they've done is actually when you have the whole set together on the shelf, it makes a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year it is like a robot, android, cyborg person running. It's this silver and it's beautiful. It sits right next to our children's desk so that people see it right there. They pick it up, they use it for all of those quick
and
access reference
questions. That used to be
questions.
So neat, though. The paper was so good. The printing was so good. You know, I mean, it's still, I just imagine if you're holding it and looking at it on a page, it looks better than it does on a monitor.
It's beautiful. Yes, they do an amazing job with that. And, you know, they are updating it constantly. World Book comes out with a new edition every single year, and it is just phenomenal to see how they update it to include the most recent things that they feel are really important to know about in our world. And they're constantly doing it on their website, too. So if you're logging in, you know, they've built in those bibliographies, those works cited pages, so that if your child is researching something and you go and use our World Book Encyclopedia database, all of that information is right there for how you need to cite it to make sure that they have the right information in their research paper. Another one that kids are going to be able to use if they have their library card is called Lingo Lite. And I would love to introduce this to everybody because I think it's just such a great idea. This is a language learning software, video-based. It's online, using your library card to log in, and you can get to this from anywhere and use that. Start teaching those little words. It's very interactive. You know, just the basics, the greetings, hello, how are you, where is the bathroom, those things that, you know, really should be required to be taught in about 6 different languages, so that people can interact with each other and learn a new language.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Is it easy to learn?
It is very easy to learn because it's all video-based, so you can go back and repeat it as many times as you want to and, you know, and see what context it would be used in. Really a fantastic piece of software that is available with these e-cards. And as I was saying, you know, since it's only the e-materials, there are no fines or fees attached to that. You're not going to ever have a child who loses a digital item, so it's not going to come back and you're going to have to pay for something. And, you know, we're trying to encourage the children to recognize that the library is a great place to come to use those resources. classes, that there's an authoritative source out there for them, and that it can be fun to do this at the same time. So that, you know, when they want to have that full library card, that premium card that allows access to everything, they're going to be really ready for it, and the parents are going to be comfortable letting them have that access.
The premium card.
That's what we're going to start calling it, the premium card.
That's a great idea.
And of course, if kids already have their library cards, which we are thrilled about, they already have access to all of these things. So we love being able to offer this as an option through the schools to make sure that they are getting a library card for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, going online is one thing, but actually walking into the building and seeing the material.
Yes, yes.
Can be kind of neat, too.
It's so much fun, and we love it. We actually were at all of the elementary schools last night. We got to meet and greet with a lot of the parents, handed out information about this. And so, you know, if you would like your child to get this card ahead of when our schedule is, come into the library and talk to us, and we will make that happen.
Wow, yeah. So if you're in a hurry, go ahead and do that. Maybe get, you know, get a jump ahead.
Yes,
of
absolutely.
The other kids.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
We know school's starting. We want to get that helping thing out there.
Knowledge is power, and the library is fun.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So what are you reading this week?
I'm reading all kinds of stuff this week.
Particularly because you have that e-card now, so you can read everything.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I do. I get a lot of my magazines through our Flipster app, and I download at least one book a week. It's amazing. But the book that I brought with me today, because this has been on my mind a lot, I actually brought Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, which my sister-in-law will be thrilled to know that I am reading, because she keeps telling me that's how I need to clean my house. So this book came out originally in about 2011, and it has slowly made its way around the world to the United States. But Marie Kondo is a lifestyle expert, and she strongly encourages everyone to just declutter their lives, to find a way of organizing your life and your house and all of your stuff so that really you are surrounded only by the things that truly bring you joy. And, you know, she's got lots of tips about how to do that. And of course, starting with that clean slate, start first by just clearing everything out. And you don't have to do it all at once. Start small. Pick one room that you're going to do this in and really, really, really look at each thing and say, is this bringing me joy? Is there purpose to having it? If I don't feel happy when I'm holding it, there's really no purpose to have it in my life. And so pass that on. Someone else might be able to find joy in it. Now, I do take a little bit of offense with her because she includes books in that. And to me, every book brings me joy. So, you know, I can't quite do that with my books. But in general, you know, just that idea of really evaluating what's important in your life, what brings you joy, what do you love, what do you want to be surrounded by, and then let go of the rest of it so that it doesn't clutter up your life.
Wow, it sounds like this would be a good consultant on those Hoarders TV shows, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Because, you know, it's just, you know, people just, oh, this looks like this will be fun, I'll buy this, you bring in the house, and it just stays there.
It just stays there.
You know, you just have stuff around the house that you bought and you never use.
Right. And she makes a big point about saying that, you know, people, if they truly follow the method that she is introducing in her book, they're not going to relapse into those bad habits again because they're consciously focusing on what they bring into their lives, what they allow into their lives before they actually purchase anything or bring it into the house. So that they can be more aware of that and really allow themselves to just not feel like they have to have everything at once.
They probably save some money, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it makes them happier. There have been studies done, which, of course, she quotes in the book, talking about how if you do have too much clutter in your life, it really causes feelings of depression and anxiety and things like that. So that you can, as you're doing this method, you're going to feel like that burden is lightened as well. And your mood is going to change. Your life is going to, you know, relax, and you're going to feel less stressed by all of the stuff around you.
This.
Yes, you do. And I do, and I need to read it every single day.
I need to read this because it's like, you know, you walk in and you're like, yeah, somebody ought to clean this place. It's right. Not going to be me.
No, someone else should come clean my house.
Absolutely. And that's always fun, though, too, when you know, somebody else cleans the house, you come in and it's all great. But the problem is you didn't do it, and it gets back the way that it was.
Well, and frequently you don't then know, depending on the level of which they cleaned, you may not know where they put your stuff.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to be careful with that, too, if you let someone else clean your house. You know, not that I'm discouraging anyone from coming and cleaning houses, but, you know, just just make sure that you're doing it for you and not just because of, you know, the outside expectations that are being put on you or because you think that something has to be done a certain way. Do it for yourself and make sure that you're doing it out of love and joy.
Well, the book sounds like a great way to get started.
Absolutely.
And if that's as far as you go, hey, at least you tried.
That's right. And you're aware of it. You're aware of it. And I think that's a lot of her purpose, is just knowing what is important and what's not.
So you'll have to report back and let us know how it worked out.
I'll see how I do. I've made progress in my office this week, so, you know.
Okay, well, that's
always a bonus.
That's always good stuff. And speaking of the office, the library, we're going to find out what's up at the library here in a minute. Time to take a break now. It's 848 News Talk 105 WGEM. It's 9 minutes till 9 o'clock, News Talk 105 WGEM, and that forecast feels like a different season. Not quite summertime out there. Cold, some might say. Comfortable, others would say. Partly cloudy skies, 82 for a high. It's, 69 now in clouds in Quincy, and feels like fall, doesn't it, Katie?
Yes, it does. My favorite season.
It was yesterday, felt like fall too.
I wasn't outside yesterday.
I was just talking about, I went outside and, you know, I was like going, I need to eat something. I was just in the mood for some soup. So I went and got some soup.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Soup
I mean,
is always
soup,
a good
soup
idea.
Soup is good all the time anyway, but it just seemed like soup weather.
Yes.
You know, and speaking of which, we still in summertime hours at the library, or are those changing soon?
We are still on our summertime hours here at the library until Labor Day. That's the cutoff.
Okay, so another week and a half.
Week and a half, something like that. So, yes, which means that we are open Mondays from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 6, and Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. And then after Labor Day, we are going to switch to our winter hours, which are slightly adjusted this year. We are going to be open from 10 until 7, Monday through Thursday, and 10 to 5 on Friday and Saturday. Because of staffing levels and our financial situation, we are not able to be open on Sundays this year. But we are using this to encourage everyone to use our hold pickup lockers that are available at County Market, at Lincoln Douglas School, at Isles Elementary, and also there at the main library. So, you know, if you're not able to get to the library, ask us how you can use those lockers. We also have the book vending kiosk that's out at County Market Branch at 48th Street. And we have book drops all over the place. We have book drops at Lincoln Douglas, at County Market, at Isles, at Walmart, at the mall, at currently at Save-A-Lot, at the front of the library. You know, we really want to be accessible to people where they are.
And libraries are important. There was a news story, and this isn't anything really new or anything, but heard it yesterday about those little pop-up neighborhood libraries that come up where it's just a little box with books, and
yes,
people can just go take the book, and they can steal it if they want to, or they can bring it back, or
donate
your own books and stuff.
Here's the key. And we have found this, actually. We are thrilled that there are little free libraries popping up in Quincy, and we're so excited to see that happening. But we want to make sure that all of the listening public understands that those are not Quincy Public Library.
Oh, okay.
Libraries.
So don't complain about anything.
Well, no, don't return your library books there.
Oh.
Make sure you return your library books to the real to the full library.
Yeah. People take the books from the Quincy Public Library and they return them to these little bitty libraries.
We have found Quincy Public Library books in the little free libraries. So please do not do that. Please make sure you are returning your library books to Quincy Public Library and using your little free libraries for those trade books that, you know, the ones that you're willing to take one, give one, things like that. But we need our materials back so that other people can enjoy them too.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want that book on your library card as a lost item.
And don't steal the books from the Quincy Public Library. Don't steal them from the little libraries either, but people
do.
Right.
Well, you know, those it's kind of the point of the little free libraries. You know, if you find a book in there that you truly love, that's great. And I'm sure that the people that are putting that out there are supporting that. But, you know, pick something else and leave it for someone else
to
enjoy as
well. Yeah, there you go. Do a little exchange, a little swap.
Yeah, it's exciting to see all of those out there. And it's neat to see that people are valuing libraries at that level.
And it's neat that people still read books.
Oh, we love that people still read books in whatever format they want to read.
I know, but they still read the pages, the printed page.
Yes.
It doesn't require a device.
And there are some beautiful books that are out there. One of my favorites recently have been the illustrated versions of the Harry Potter books, which are, they're just gorgeous. Full page illustrations with all of your favorite scenes from the Harry Potter books. They're releasing about one of those every year or so. I think we're up to maybe Chamber of Secrets or Prisoner of Azkaban at this point. And they're just gorgeous books. Full illustrations, and people are doing really inventive and creative things with books because books are becoming an art form and a specialty again, instead of being the, you know, that mass market idea of just the cheapest paper that they can put something on.
That's great. It's something that it could be an heirloom of sorts.
It is, absolutely.
So what do we got at the library this week?
Oh, we have so many events at the library this week. There are days that I can't even keep track of all the things that we have going on. But this week in particular, we have our story time this morning for those youngest kids. The Literary Angles group is discussing Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore by Robin Sloan at 1:30 today. And then tomorrow, this is our big event for August. And we are so excited because Mark Moran from Antiques Roadshow is coming tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd. He will be at the library from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he is booked solid for items that he is going to be appraising. People have called in. We have been in contact with people who are going to be bringing very specific items to show Mr. Moran, and he is going to appraise them for him. Since we are full with those slots, we cannot have anyone else that brings something to be appraised. But if you would be interested in coming and watching and observing and seeing what Mr. Moran talks about with these appraisals, by all means, come to the library and sit and enjoy and watch. It's just so much fun to observe him doing this. We are thrilled to have him again this year, and we're excited. He also will do house calls. So if you are interested in finding out more about that, go on to our website, quincylibrary.org. Go into the calendar page and click on the event for tomorrow, and that has all the information about how you would be able to get him to come and do a house call at your house and have large items appraised that cannot be moved to the library and back.
And it's a way to find out what those odd objects in the garage really are.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm sure they're also, what is this?
And, what is this thing?
Yeah, and he knows usually.
Yes, and it's wonderful. He specializes in folk art and painting and, you know, things like that. So it's always a good time to see what people bring in, their pieces of china or their crocs or their dolls and, you know, just amazing pieces. And he's always so generous with his time and so complimentary about people having value for these items, even if monetarily the value is not there.
So it's 10 o'clock tomorrow. Just show up if you want to watch.
10 o'clock tomorrow. If you would like to watch, come into the large meeting room. We'll probably open the doors about 15 minutes before the event starts. So just be patient. You know, we know you, the doors to the library open at 9, yeah, but we're not going to let you into that room until about a quarter till 10.
There you go. So be patient and behave and use your indoor voice.
Yes, please.
Good stuff for the Public Library. Book notes for Katie Krause joining us. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
2 minutes till 9.